The following is another Flat River Radio sports presentation. Classic Hits 98.9 Sports presents high school basketball.
Left-hand dribble brings it all the way to the left side of the key. Stops short of the baseline and kicks it up to McCarville. McCarville swings it to Hall. She's open from the free throw line. Her jumper goes in. Ashley Hall.
Today, the holiday basketball season begins in Ravenna with the Blue Jay Holiday Tournament. Up next, the host Blue Jays battle the Loup City Red Raiders. High school basketball on Classic Hits 98.9 is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Veronic doesn't want to force the three. 12 seconds. Now they're going to have to take a three. Veronic right wing. 8 seconds. Stops. Gets a little room. Throws the three up and in. And Connor Veronic hits his fourth three. He's got 28. And we are tied for the first time all night.
Overton and Centura have finished their semifinal games. Now it's time to see who advances to tomorrow's finals between these two conference rivals. It's the Red Raiders and the Blue Jays coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Ravenna with Classic Hits Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome to Ravenna High School, everyone, for Classic Hits coverage of the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. The Blue Jays taking on Loup City in our first game. Let's take a look at the starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. For Loup City, number 4, 5'6", junior Morgan McDonald. Number 12, 5'7", sophomore Chelsea Stulnick. Number 14, a 5'2", senior Abby Rademacher. Number 20, a 5'6", sophomore Alexa Gock. And number 30, 5'11", senior Ashley Hull. We'll take a look at Ravenna's starters right after this timeout of the New Tech Seed pregame show.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publisher's Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they deliver. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
You've been planning to finish that room and remodel the basement, but there's never time. You can't always keep up on the to-dos of a house, and that's when you call the guys at Husker Tech. They can take the stress out of getting your house done, allowing you to still live your life. Commercial or residential remodeling, Husker Tech can also do all the concrete work, and they specialize in farm building steel or wood construction. They can take care of everything that needs to be done, except for maybe the dishes. That's on you. So call the McCarter boys today. You can find their listing in the Overton phone book.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
And now let's take a look at the starting lineups for the Ravenna Blue Jays. And for Ravenna, number 12, 5'5", senior, is Elisa Pekka. She'll be followed up in the starting lineup by number 14, Maggie Matenka, 5'3", senior. Number 21, 5'6", senior, Gracie McDowell. Number 34, 5'7", senior, J.C. Zorba. Number 42, 5'5", senior, Carissa Finke. Head coach at Ravenna is Jeff Thober. Josh Ashy at Loup City. The starting lineup's brought to you by 5 Points Bank. And we are ready to get this basketball game underway here on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM. And the opening tip is going to be won by Loup City. They will be the visiting team. They will go from right to left against the man-to-man defense here of the Ravenna Blue Jays in the home white. Driving the baseline to the right side, dishing it off into the paint. The ball was right there in the hands of Hull. She dropped it, got it back up to the right side to Abby Rademacher, who puts it up and in. So Loup City does get the first bucket of this contest. They're 2-5. Ravenna is 5-1. And Loup City, like so many teams, it seems like, banged up physically. They have really only about 7 girls on varsity, and they've suited up 3 more on the JV just in case they need some help. And if they can't handle the pressure today, they'll need it. A three on the way by Pekka is bouncing around, will not go in. Fight for the rebound, and we're going to get a tie-up between Loup City's Ashley Hull and Gracie McDowell, it looks like, of Ravenna. And it will go to the Blue Jays since Loup City won the opening toss. So Ravenna ball underneath their own hoop. They'll throw it to the free throw line. Open jumper is on the way. It's going to be short that time. And the rebound brought down by the Red Raiders. Alexa Gock heads up the floor after the miss by Zorb. Gock stops in the backcourt, needs some help. Nobody's coming to help her. And a 10-second count on Loup City. Even those that were coming to help, Ravenna just puts on that blanket defense, and that's going to be the story of the game. Obviously, Ravenna is going to be quicker than Loup City, and if they can keep that pressure on, it's going to be tough times for the Red Raiders. But they're not a tall team, as Pekka takes another three in the left-hand corner, and that one is up and in. So Elisa Pekka hits the three, and Ravenna takes the lead now at 3-2 after Loup City got the first bucket. Up the floor is Morgan McDonald. Dribbles into a double team and another jump ball. Arrow will point the way of Loup City. So they'll take it out of the front court. The winner will take on Centura tomorrow at 4:30. The loser will play Overton at 1 o'clock. Loup City drives the baseline, kicks it off left wing. Jumper is up, falls off the rim. No good that time from Gock. The rebound brought down by Zorb. Fast break the other way, but the layup is missed by Pekka, and the rebound brought down by Morgan McDonald. So Ravenna's missed a couple early, but they're really putting that pressure on, and Loup City does get across the timeline with Gock. Left-hand dribble all the way to the hoop, puts the shot up, and off the iron, no good. Rebound brought down by Zorb again. They want to run. Outlet pass goes to Pekka, gets it underneath the ball, lost out of bounds by Ravenna. So both teams not afraid to run right now, it would appear. And already 2 minutes into the game, and this is not different than any other time, Ravenna has a set rotation, and Kaylin Bastet checks in. So does Sydney Kuchera. And it'll be Loup City basketball, just trying to keep things fresh. Ravenna suits 16 girls tonight, and the steal is made. Loup City with the second turnover. Outlet pass. Here's the layup up and in for Sydney Kuchera, who just checked into the ball game and hits the bucket. That'll make it 5-2. So they'll keep that press on until they can put this game away. And Bastet with the steal, missed the layup, but the follow Kuchera, she misses. She's over the back. The ball goes out of bounds to Loup City. So Loup City turned it over, had a couple opportunities, and Loup City wants to call a timeout right here. So with 5:35 to go in the first quarter, it's 5-2. Ravenna will be right back.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
And welcome back to high school basketball. Loup City trying to find a way to slow down Ravenna here a little bit after the pressure that they have not, they've seen, but they haven't seen this year, this tough of pressure. And Loup City will bring the ball into the front court here, trailing 5-2, but this time too much pressure. Chris Maracek and his crew doing the evening officiating over here at Ravenna. And the first foul of the game from the Ravenna Blue Jays is going to be called on Kaylin Bastet. That's the first foul of the game. Loup City with a basketball. They go from right to left, and Morgan McDonald will bring it across the timeline. Good spin move. Got open. Kicks it off on the wing to Gock. Back to McDonald. Right-hand corner. 16-foot jumper. No good. Offensive rebound. Back up, and a foul will be called. Chelsea Spilnick checked into the ball game. Will go to the line and get a couple of free throws. She's one of the starters. She didn't check in, but she got that offensive rebound, and the foul is going to be called on Ravenna's J.C. Zorb, her first. So Spilnick to shoot two free throws, and the first one is no good. She'll have a second one coming. Ravenna with more substitutions. McDowell back in, Finke back in. But Bastet and Kuchera stay in there along with Maggie Mateka. And the second free throw is on the way, and it is good. So Skolnick hits one of two. It's 5-3 Ravenna. 3 minutes into the basketball game. Up the floor with it is going to be Mateka. Gives it over to Finke into the corner to Bassnett. Back up top to Carissa. Tries to drive in. The ball knocked away from her, and it's turned over. Second Ravenna turnover. Nice steal that time by Loop City. Up the floor with a left-hand dribble comes Gock. Bounce pass up top, stolen right back. Go to the other end, Mateka. The layup is up and good. Almost too strong, but Mateka will get her first bucket. That'll make it 7-3. Loop City will get it across the timeline. Nice stutter dribble. Gock gets by two defenders, brings it all the way in against the triple team, and then is going to be fouled as she was losing control of the basketball because someone grabbed her arm. And for Ravenna, that's going to be their third foul, the first on McDowell. And Loop City will take it out underneath their own hoop. 7-3 Ravenna, 4:31 to go first quarter. Into McDowell, or into a McDonald, excuse me. Her shot no good. Nobody gets the rebound, so it belongs to Ravenna. Earlier today, it was the Centura girls fairly easily over Overton, a lot tougher in the boys' game, as Overton a 10-point winner over Centura. Girls' game right now, Ravenna is up by a score of 7-3 over Loop City. They've been running and gunning, but not as many points as shots taken, obviously. Being pretty patient here. Finke up top over to Bassnett. Bassnett will lob it, skip pass to the right side against this Loop City zone. They're throwing back and forth over the top to Finke for the three. It's in and out, no good. Two Red Raiders battle for the loose ball, and Morgan McDonald will grab it for the Red Raiders and bring it all the way up the floor against Mateka. Grab the rebound here for Ravenna. Up the floor to Mateka. Good move by the defender, and then we're going to get an illegal pick. That's why she got so wide open, and you could see it. She made a nice move to get by the first player, and then an illegal pick on Sydney Kuchera, her first foul. Four fouls have been called now on Ravenna with their aggressive play. Loop City has not been whistled for a foul as of yet.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard?
She has it on the left elbow. They leave her alone. She'll cast up a 15-footer. It's no good. Long rebound comes down to Finke. Her shot no good, and it's pulled down by Ashley Hull. Chance to tie here in the early going. McDonald with that heavy tape on the left wrist. There have been plenty of injuries. Drew McCarville is out. Coach Ashley says she's due to come back next week. Steal by Zorb. Fast break the other way. Layup up and in by Pekka. 5 points for Elisa. And it's 9-5 now in favor of Ravenna. So far, Loop City's running the floor. The problem is they're just not going to have the depth to do this all ball game long. And here another steal. That's the sixth turnover by Loop City. Blowing by Pekka. Missed the shot, but the offensive rebound is back up and in by J.C. Zorb. And that's one thing you can control is the rebounds. And Loop City can't just stand there once the ball gets stolen and watch them go in for the layup and forget that they have to rebound on a miss. McDonald takes a jumper at the other end. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. Shoe Ravenna. So it's been a track meet here in the first 6 minutes of the basketball game. And Ravenna with multiple changes again. On the floor is Kuchera, Mateka, Bassnett, Pekka, and Zorb. Loop City trying to set in a 1-3-1 zone, it looks like. Skip pass in the corner to Pekka, back to Bassnett on the left wing. Up top, they'll go to Mateka. Playing catch with Bassnett, looking inside, but not a whole lot of movement. So the three is on the way by Mateka, no good. Offensive rebound by Kuchera, and she'll draw the foul. Second rebound by Sydney. And free throws coming up here for Kuchera. The first free throws of the game for Ravenna. The foul was called on Drew McCarville of Loop City. That'll be their first foul. And the free throw is off the mark. No good. Second free throw coming up for Kuchera. She'll take a Couple of bounces, put it up and in. So Kucheri gets 1 of 2. She's got 3 points. It's now 12-5 in favor of Ravenna. Loop City again just working to break that press. And then when they do, they've done an okay job of getting some shots away. And here comes Gock again, handling the basketball, breaks the pressure, tries to get it up top to McCarville. McCarville doesn't get it, and out of bounds it goes. Here comes Finke and McDowell back in for Ravenna. Looks like Coach Thober right now staying with about a 7-gal, 8-gal rotation. Hasn't went any deeper down the bench. Rademacher comes in. Gock will check out for a breather here for Loop City. 12-5, a minute 32 to go in the first quarter of play. Ravenna Holiday Tournament. Mateka with that fake three. It comes up intentionally short to Finke, and Finke will lay it up and in. They think you're shooting the three, and so they box out, square up to rebound, and it's 5 feet short. It falls right into Finke's hands. That's a design play. McDonald brings the ball up the floor, bounces into Finke, and the second time we're going to get a whistle. Foul on the Jays. Sixth foul here in the quarter. So Ravenna doesn't want to be sending Loop City to the line the whole time. It's on McDowell. That's her second. Yes, it's the fifth foul. They put it up a little quicker than I looked. As it is Loop City basketball to McCarville. She puts it up and in off a little pick and roll and draws the foul. So McCarville will go to the line. And I'll tell you what, Loop City is at least showing improvement. We saw them against Kennesaw. There are so few kids dressed up at the varsity level. And at least they're competing here in the first quarter. And now here comes a whole bunch of subs again. Shermer, Bassnett, and Zorb. And now McCarville ready to shoot the free throw to try and complete the three-point play. And Drew will put this one up and in. So the three-point play for McCarville. Ravenna's up 14-8, and they waste no time with the inbounds pass. They're heading the other way. Bassnett can't attack. Skip pass to the right corner. They get it to Pekka. She drives around one player. Missed it. Rebound. Thrown up by McDowell. Thrown up by Zorb. All kinds of pressure on the baseline. Now they kick it out for a three. Pekka, no good. Another offensive rebound. McDowell. Kick it out to Bassnett. It's no good. And finally, it comes all the way out to midcourt, and Zorb has another rebound. I'm not even sure I got all of those. 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Pekka with it wide open. Elects not to take the three. Gives it to Shermer. Cassie to Bassnett. Back up top, play and catch here with Pekka. And we have 15 seconds to go in the quarter. They're actually holding for the last shot. Left elbow McDowell. They get into it. Pekka open, so she'll take the three. Off the front of the iron, no good. Another offensive rebound by McDowell. And a foul on Loop City. More free throws coming up. Loop City has got the box out. We said it earlier, but they can't allow Ravenna to just keep shooting until they score. The foul is on Morgan McDonald, her first. And McDowell will go to the line looking for her first points of the ball game. And the free throw bouncing around. No good. Boy. We got a substitution coming in here. Chelsea Spilnick. Boy, that ball hung on that rim a long, long time. Now McDowell ready to shoot the second free throw. On the way and in. So Gracie gets 1 of 2, her first point. And Kuchera will check in. 6 seconds to go in the quarter. We'll see if Loop City can get a shot away against full court pressure. They don't want to throw it away. And playing a little catch. They get it to McDonald, and she's not getting a shot. Bassnett steals it, but they don't get a shot away before the horn. After one quarter, it's Ravenna 15, Loop City 8. You're listening to the Ravenna Holiday Tournament on Classic Hits 98.9.
Hurry, we need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
For years, the Bosch & Sons name has meant solid welding for Central Nebraska, and it's a reputation you can count on when it's needed most. If it's made of metal, Bosch & Sons Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, contact Bosch Welding and Repair at 207 South High Street in Cairo. For solutions, call Bosch for a tight weld.
Ready to start the second quarter of play here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Ravenna, Loup City, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Ravenna will get the ball to start the second quarter of play, leading it 15-8. They'll do that backdoor lob again. Think he's wide open, and she'll get the pass from Mateka, lay it up and in. It is 17-8. 4 points now for Carissa Finke here in the basketball game. McDonald with the basketball at the timeline. Brings it across with a left-hand dribble. High post. He'll get rid of the basketball to Hull. Hull swings it left side for a three-pointer. That is going to bounce around and will not go for Liz Rogers. Rebound Zorb. Long pass to the other end. Layup Finke is good. Back-to-back buckets by Carissa Finke. And it's 19-8 now, Ravenna with the lead. Loup City had 8 turnovers in the first quarter. Ravenna had 2 free throw shooting, 2 of 3 for the Red Raiders, and 2 of 4 for Ravenna. Rebounds, 13 for Ravenna, 6 for Loup City. They had a lot of offensive rebounds as well. Rademacher gives it off to McDonald on the right side. Again, Ravenna just overplaying absolutely everything. Hull finally takes the shot. No good. McDonald, offensive rebound, will be fouled on the putback. And Morgan will go to the line and shoot 2. Plenty of fouls called on Ravenna already. That's their 7th. But this will be a shooting foul. McDonald, 2 points. McCarville has 3 to lead Loup City. Elisa Pekka has 5 after the first quarter, and Finke now has 6 to lead the Blue Jays. The free throw is up, and it is in. Second free throw now for McDonald. On the way, and it is in. So 19-10 after McDonald knocks down both free throws. Finke will hold the ball in the front court, wait for everybody to get there. And it will be in between Pekka and Mateka into the corner. Finke, she'll try a 3. It's in. The second 3 of the ball game. Finke with 7 points already here in 1:20 to start the second quarter. 2 of 7 from beyond the arc for Ravenna. Loup City's yet to shoot one, and another foul on Ravenna. It's one thing to pressure the basketball, but you cannot foul this much. And it's going to be on Finke, her first. But every time there's a foul, Loup City's going to go to the line. Abby Rademacher checks back into the game. And McDonald's going to come out for a breather. So the first free throw by Gock is on the way, and it is no good. Rebound brought down by McDowell. I've got her for 6 already in the game. Baseball pass goes through Pekka's hands and out of bounds. The 3rd turnover of the game for Ravenna. Into the front court, Loup City. Against that full court pressure, trying to get something to happen here. They trail 22-10 in the first half. Into Gock. Gock's really been doing a pretty good job by herself, weaving her way through traffic, gets it into the front court. Now the job begins of getting an offensive play run. Tries to get it over to Rogers. Rogers' pass is deflected. Ravenna's all over the place. The steal is made by Mateka. Up ahead to Zorb. The layup is good. Right now, Loup City's got to think there's 9 Blue Jay players out there the way they are just all over the basketball. 24-10 as Rogers brings it into the front court. Brings it across the timeline, and Rademacher has it. She brings it to the top of the circle, leaves it off there for Gock, and the pass deflected out of bounds. One thing that Loup City, they're trying to do, and Ravenna avoids it with so much pressure when they get that ball across the timeline. They're trying to set a pick on whoever is defending the ball, but Ravenna knows it's coming, and they just slip around it every time and does not allow the Red Raiders to get anything going. Red Raider basketball. As Hull will throw it into McDonald, who re-enters the game. Comes into the lane. Some contact. The ball goes over the backboard. And since it was last touched by Ravenna, it will be Loup City basketball. Don't forget at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report will preview the Loup City-Ravenna boys game. Look back at the Overton-Centura doubleheader earlier today and tell you what's coming up over the next couple of days on our network of stations as they post up Chelsea Spilnick on the block, a reach-in foul called on J.C. Zorb, her 2nd. 9 fouls already on Ravenna, a 1-1 coming up for Spilnick. She's 1 of 2 at the line for her lone point. And the free throw is up. No good. So Loop City's going to have to make a few if they're going to be fouled so many times. Rebound brought down by Zorb. Pass knocked away. McDonald. They're going to get a jump. Arrow points the way of Loop City. So they do end up forcing the turnover. And checking back into the ball game is going to be Drew McCarville. Again, for first-year coach Josh Ashe, he just doesn't have a lot of kids he can put in. He's got 10 suited, but three of those are directly off the JV squad with all the injuries. Get it into McDonald, draws the double team to the free throw line. Rademacher's open, and she'll hit the free throw line. Jumper, her second bucket of the ball game, 24-12. Ravenna into the corner. Pekka left alone, tries the three. Can't get it to go so far tonight for Elisa, and the rebound grabbed by Drew McCarville. McDonald pushes the ball up the right side. Spin move off the screen set. They lose Mateka. Give it to Gock. Back to McDonald in the right-hand corner. Gock trying to use the screen, but good switch by Ravenna. In fact, not only a switch, a double team, and Bassnett will get the steal. Tenth turnover for Loop City. They'll kick it back to Kalen. Doesn't want the three. Into the corner to Mateka. Quick ball movement around the perimeter here. Bassnett, Mateka, Pekka, Kuchera, and Zorb on the floor. And driving into the paint, Pekka has some room. Hits the ground, but makes the shot. Elisa Pekka with 7 points, and it is 26-12. Ravenna, 4.5 to go here in quarter number two. McDonald and Gock bringing the ball up the floor here in the backcourt. Gock across the timeline, again stops, and they get her for a travel. Loop City thinks that they can get by that second defender every time, and in their mind, they don't attack. They stop, and it just crushes them every time because the outside of that, they've been handling the ball pretty good, but they've got to make that decision that if Ravenna's there, you got to either stop sooner or you got to take them out, go around them. And they have not been doing that. They've been dribbling right into the trap, and that is exactly what Ravenna wants you to do, and it's not easy. There's no doubt about it. It's not easy. Ravenna's very good at it. 26-12. Loop City actually is playing pretty good. A lot better than they have against the Jays in the past. Here's a three-pointer by Finke, no good. Rebound comes out to Chelsea Spilnick, and they try to clear it here against pressure. That's the one thing about Ravenna. They do a heck of a job putting on pressure even after they miss a shot, and now an illegal screen going to be set here by Loop City trying to get them some space. Coming up the floor, Drew McCarville with her second foul. That's just a third team foul on Loop City. 26-12 Jays, 3:45 to go here before halftime. And the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, Centura Girls, Overton Boys, winners earlier today. We'll talk about it at the half. Here's Bassnett, little 10-footer from the right wing, no good. Rebound brought down by Abby Rademacher. That's her first. And they get the ball in McDonald's hands. They're a little late setting that screen. They ran by it, then they came back like, oh, I forgot to do that. And now the ball being kicked around. We're going to end up getting a jump, I think. Nope, it's going to be kicked around some more. Loop City finally grabs it and calls timeout, a full-length timeout. 3:21 to go in the first half of play. Ravenna 26, Loop City 12. You're listening to the Ravenna Holiday Tournament on Classic Hits.
This is my favorite time of the year. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, Eustace Body Shop. I enjoy the changing seasons, especially the gathering of friends and family for the holidays. It's a great time to count your blessings. Part of the blessings for me are those of you we've met and helped at Eustace Body Shop. Thank you, too, for the encouraging letters and calls we've received after helping you through the trauma of an accident. At Eustace Body Shop, Grand Island, Kearney, Lexington, Eustace, and Cozette, we wish you the best holiday season ever.
Stop in and see John or Ed at Erickson Ford in Loop City today for a reduced interest rate as low as 0% for 60 months. Rebates of up to $8,500 on select models. Now's the time to buy new at Erickson Ford. 0% interest and up to $8,500. You heard correct, $8,500 rebates being offered on select models. You need to get to Erickson Ford in Loop City now. Knowledgeable, no-pressure sales team, saving you money. Erickson Ford, finding the vehicle you want with outstanding service after the sale since 1972 in Loop City.
Doug Dillon, our producer, engineer Stacy Johns, back with you here from Ravenna High School. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors. College football bowls never stop. Right now, the Military Bowl, it's a high-scoring affair. Air Force has caught up to Toledo 28-28, a minute and a half to go in the first half. Tonight, California and Texas in the Holiday Bowl on ESPN Radio, 1460 and 1550. Right now, Loop City Ball out of the timeout. I'll get it in the hands of Morgan McDonald as we approach the three-minute mark of the second quarter, 26-12, Ravenna. Here's an open shot. McCarville from 16 off the front of the rim, no good. And Cassie Schirmer, who came in during the timeout, gets the rebound. Ravenna's going to be called for a carry in the backcourt. Zorb, Schirmer, McDowell, Finke, Pekka, they're the five on the floor right now for Ravenna. For Loup City, McCarville, Dock, Rademacher, Spilnick, and it looks like Rogers is back in there. Here's Gock with the jumper left baseline. They can't get him to go. They're getting a lot better shots than we would expect. In fact, better than what we saw him getting against Kennesaw earlier in the month when we saw him play over there. Schirmer with the rebound quickly down to Finke. She tries another three. It's an air ball and bounces off a Red Raider out of bounds. Ravenna ball underneath their own hoop. 26-12. It was 15-8 at the end of the first quarter. Inbounds pass comes to Zorm. She's fouled immediately on the shot. Catch, shoot, foul. All basically in one motion. And the foul is going to go on Drew McCarville. She's got to be careful. That's her third. She's got three of the team's four. And again, Coach Ashley, not a lot of room on that bench to find somebody to come in. The first free throw by Zorm is too strong, no good. And coming back in, Ashley Hull for the Red Raiders. Bassnett re-enters, Mateka re-enters for Ravenna, and so does Kuchera. Second free throw now is on the way, and it's no good. Rebound comes out to Chelsea Spilnick. That's her third. And finally being able to bring the ball into the front court without all that pressure. Gott brings it into the paint. Good bounce pass to Spilnick. Blocked. She got it back. Missed the shot. The shot was blocked in there by Mateka. And it comes up to Bassnett. Bassnett up the floor. Good bounce pass on the three-on-one for a layup for Elisa Pekka. But that was Bassnett that made that happen. Great job. Made the defender commit. Then dropped the bounce pass off. That's beautiful. It's 28-12. Here's a three at the other end. Up and in by Abby Rademacher. Make it 28-15. The first three of the game. The first three attempted of the game by Loup City. And it's 28-15. Trying to answer Pekka, left-hand corner, she will. So Elisa now starting to warm up, 7 of the quarter, 12 of the game, 31-15. Ravenna Blue Jays pressure at midcourt. You're going to end up getting a jump ball. The arrow points the way of Ravenna. Pekka on the defensive penetration and really getting in her face. 1:40 to go here in the first half. 31-15 Ravenna. They've got out to that double-digit lead and just kind of slowly pulled away here. Bassnett on the right side of the key as we've got 90 seconds to go here in the first half. Schirmer and her playing catch. Now they go left side to Finke. Fakes the three, drives into the paint, and they'll call her for the travel. That's the sixth turnover on the Lady Jays. Hull to throw it in against full court pressure. Forces it in, bounced off Rogers, but Rademacher's there to pick it up. She'll get it to McDonald. And now Morgan loses her dribble in the backcourt, needs help. And finally they get it across the timeline. Back to Morgan, into the paint, hands on her as she drives and scores. Morgan McDonald, there was a crease the whole way, and she finished it off. Six for McDonald. At the other end, Finke, catch and shoot. That left-hand corner has not been kind to her. Offensive rebound, Kuchera forces it up and gets bailed out on the whistle. Kuchera with the rebound was in the middle of four Red Raiders and just kind of leaned back into them. And one of the Red Raiders, Chelsea Spilnick, they say, slapped her on the wrist. So two free throws here by Kuchera. She's one of two at the line, and the first one is up and in. 4 points for Kuchera. 17 points so far in the quarter for the Jays, and 1 minute to go before halftime. Second free throw up, and that one is no good. And the rebound again to Spilnick, her fourth. 32-17. McDonald brings it up the right side. Bassnett right on her, but keeps the hands off this time. McDonald gets it into Hull. She's open in the paint. Turnaround jumper from 12. No good. And it bounces out to Bassnett with the rebound. She'll push the ball up the floor. Now come to the middle and dribbles it off her foot coming out of the paint. Only the official says it was off of Loup City. Thought it was off a Red Raider foot, so Ravenna will catch a break here. And inbounded underneath their own hoop with 38 seconds to go in the half. Kuchera on the right wing. holds the ball. Shermer comes up and takes it, gets it to the cutter, Finke. She comes into the paint. She's feeling it tonight, but just can't get the ball to fall. She had a good start to the quarter, rebound to Hull. She had 7 points, like, in the first minute 20 of this quarter and hasn't been able to score since. McDonald off the pick, forces the issue in the paint, collides, shot no good, got her own rebound, and now foul. So Morgan will go to the line and shoot two. Looks like the foul is on Sydney Kuchera. That'll be her second. And two free throws coming up. That'll be her third. Third, they say, on Kuchera. McDonald to shoot two. And the first one, too strong. No good. Second one coming up. But first, we've got to get some substitutions in there for Ravenna. Zorb and Pekka with 17 seconds to go before halftime. Second free throw, McDonald couldn't get either one. Hull almost grabbed the offensive rebound, but it ended up being tipped to Kuchera. One more chance for a shot. McDonald makes a steal for Loop City. Up the floor, two on two, tries to get it over to Rogers. Gets it, but can't shoot it out to Rademacher for three, and it's off the front of the iron, won't go. Put back at the horn is good by Hull. And so Loop City with a little something positive there at the halftime horn, and you just come in and you look at this game and you know Ravenna's the better basketball team. They're 5-1. They're state rated. And Loop City's 2-5 after winning their first two games. And they're banged up and they've got seven probably legitimate suited up for varsity. And yet they're hanging around. You got to give them great credit. At half, it's Ravenna 32, Loop City 19. And we'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report from the Blue Jay Holiday Tournament right after this.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punch, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You find their lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Clearing.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Well, our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda back with you here at the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. As always, a big thank you to our many sponsors, including our halftime sponsor, Ravenna Sanitation, where your trash is their treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. Halftime of the girls' game, Ravenna 32 and Loop City 19. We'll talk about that, look at the first half stats in a little bit. The boys' game will follow, of course, Ravenna, number one in C2. Loop City, they're kind of like the girls. Coach Paul Henry tells me they're only going to suit eight guys tonight because that's all they have. And they're 4-3, and two of those gentlemen suiting tonight did not play the first two games of the year, where they lost by 4 to Anselmo Myrna, and they lost by 4 in overtime to Pleasanton. Their other loss, with everybody healthy, was their last game to what was an undefeated St. Paul team at the time. St. Paul then lost last week to Aurora, but St. Paul's 5-1, and you just go, how is Loop City doing it? And then you put the rivalry between Loop City and Ravenna in this one, and you never know. You got to think Ravenna's going to have enough players, kind of like the girls against the Loop City girls, to wear them down, but Loop City's found a way. This is a 4-3 team that's legitimately could be 6-1, and you got to give Pleasanton some credit, too. They were banged up when they played, so you can take either side of that equation. But it could be interesting tonight. That ball game is scheduled to tip off in 1 hour at 6:15. But this game, the girls' game, tipped off just a few minutes late because the first doubleheader today here at the Ravenna Holiday Tournament went long between Overton and Centura. In the girls' game, Centura jumped out 16-0 and never looked back. Overton, they're a smaller team. They're not as quick. They are a D1 team against a Centura team that dropped down to C2 after being in C1 for a number of years. And you could tell right off the bat Overton was missing their four-year starting guard, Lori Callahan, who would have been able to help Kinsey Enox. And the pressure just forced him into 31 turnovers, and Centura actually missed quite a few shots in the first half. Overton kept battling. They never gave up, but it just wasn't going to happen today. 63-28, Centura led by Courtney Aiken with 12 points, 13 rebounds. Jessica Schultes, 10 points, 9 points for Brooklyn Nitsch off the bench, and Angelica Young, 8 points for Casey Krolikowski. For Overton, 9 points for Paige Smith, 8 points and 9 rebounds for Madison Beavers. In the boys' game, kind of like this girls' game. I don't think the winner is going to be in doubt here, but in the boys' game, Overton state rated as high as 7th in D1 against a 1-6 Centura team, and Centura came out, hit a couple shots early, got some confidence. They were up 14-8 at the end of one quarter, kept the lead until the final minute of the first half when Overton finally took it 23-21. And then Overton got off to a quick start behind Jacob Olmstead in the third quarter, went out to a 44-32 lead, got it up to 15, and then Centura late cut the lead to 7, but just ran out of time. Overton wins at 63-53. Jacob Olmstead, 28 points, 9 rebounds. Dallas Babard, 19 points, 10 rebounds. Matt Ayton had 12 for Centura. Austin Kasperson, 14 points, 9 rebounds. And Jason Schultes, 12 points and 8 rebounds. All four games of the Ravenna Holiday Tournament tomorrow, beginning at 1 o'clock, will be right here on Classic Hits 98.9. The loser of this game plays Overton in the girls' consolation. Then the Centura boys play in the boys' consolation at 2:45. The girls' championship, Centura against the winner of this game at 4:30. And then the boys' championship, Overton, will take on either Ravenna or Loup City tomorrow at 6:15. Also tomorrow, here on our sister station, ESPN Radio 1460, it's the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament. Gets underway at 1:30 with the Amherst and North Platte St. Pat's doubleheader. And then at 5 o'clock, Kearney Catholic will be taking on Ogallala. The new team is Ogallala this year in that tournament. Also, the Aurora and Minden Holiday Tournaments. Minden plays Adams Central, and St. Cecilia is in action tomorrow. I think they got Aurora in the first round, but you can go to PlatteRiverPreps.com. Those games are on 1230 KHAS, on the Breeze 94.5, ESPN 1550, and always on PlatteRiverPreps.com. College football at the half. Toledo and Air Force 28-all in the Military Bowl. Later tonight, Texas and California kicking off at 7 on ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550. Here it's Ravenna 32, Loup City 19 at the half, and we'll look at the numbers right after this.
Agricultural Services Incorporated provides proven tools and services to determine your field's needs. Services include soil sampling, gathering information, field tracking, equipment rental, service and sales, precision custom application of liquid and granular chemicals with experienced personnel, all combined to help you see better yields. You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services Incorporated in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's German for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us sometimes sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at the first half numbers for Loup City. Morgan McDonald, 6 points and 4 rebounds. Chelsea Spilnick, 1.4 rebounds. Abby Rademacher, 7 points to lead the way and a rebound. Alexa Cock, she's been handling the ball for the most part, has 1 rebound. Ashley Hall, 2 points, 4 rebounds. Drew McCarville, 3 points, 1 rebound. 6 rebounds in the first quarter, 9 of the second. Free throw shooting, 2 of 3 in the first quarter, 2 of 6 of the second. Three-point shooting, both of them were in the second quarter where they were 1 of 2. Turnovers, 8 in the first quarter, cut that in half to 4 in the second. Drew McCarville, 3 fouls, nobody else with more than 1. 8 points in the first quarter, 11 in the second. At the half, Loup City 19 points, 15 rebounds, 4 out of 9 at the free throw line, 1 of 2 from three-point land, and 12 turnovers. For Ravenna, Cassie Shermer, 2 rebounds, Kaylin Bassnett, a rebound, Elisa Pekka has 12 points. Maggie Matenka, 2 points and a blocked shot. Gracie McDowell, 1.6 rebounds. Sydney Kuchera, 4 points, 4 rebounds. JC Zorb, 4 points, 7 rebounds. And Carissa Finke has 9 points and 1 rebound. 13 rebounds in the first quarter, 8 in the second. Free throw shooting, 2 of 4 in the first quarter of play, 1 of 4 in the second quarter. Three-point shooting, 1 of 6 in the first, 2 of 5 in the second. Turnovers, 2 in the first, 5 in the second. Foul situation, Cindy Kuchera with 3. 2 on Gracie McDowell and J.C. Zorb. 15 points in the first quarter, 17 in the second at the half. Ravenna, 32 points, 21 rebounds. They are 3 of 8 at the free throw line, 3 of 11 from three-point land, 1 block and 7 turnovers. Ravenna leading it over Loup City, 32-19. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll be back with second half action right after this.
Dr. Daniel McClenahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton. Make an appointment for the whole family to get a checkup and cleaning. Taking good care of your smile is more than a look. It promotes overall health and good oral hygiene. Today means healthier, happier smiles tomorrow. Dr. McClenahan is very proud to support all of our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McClenahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
You're headed in the right direction.
And we're ready to get the second half underway here at Ravenna. And Loup City is going to get the basketball to start the third quarter of play. And Ravenna immediately slapping on that full pressure defense and knocks the inbounds pass out of the way. Loup City again, Hall to throw it in. Loup City needs to get some movement. And finally, they get it into Gock and made the Cardinals sin. That's one thing that needs to be taught the opening day of practice. There's so many things that need to be taught. Got caught it, looked where she was on the floor, lost her balance, and stepped into the backcourt. Go ahead, go into the backcourt. You can go as far as you want to catch that ball. But unfortunately, Loup City can't get the first possession of the second half inbounds, and now it'll be Ravenna basketball. Finke gets it up to Shermer, who gets the start in the second half of play. Cassie holds the ball at the top of the circle against the zone defense. Over to Finke. Looks like they're trying to be a little more patient here and work the ball inside looking for Zorb. Shermer in the right-hand corner, Pekka, thinks about the three, shoots the three. The three is short. The rebound grabbed by Abby Rademacher. 3 of 12 from beyond the arc for the Jays. Up the floor, here they come. Gock all the way to the baseline on the left side, then stops, and then turns it over. So Ravenna with the steal. That's kind of been the story for Loup City. Keep dribbling, and then all of a sudden there's a jersey or a person. They've got their head down when they're dribbling, and then they just stop. Now the ball gets loose from Pekka right into the hands of McDonald. She'll pull up for a 14-foot jumper that rattles in and out, no good. And Zorb will pull down the rebound. So we've run up and down the floor in the first minute, and nothing has changed as Zorb gets into the paint and walked with the basketball. She was going to shoot it, and at the last minute changed her mind, and Ravenna three turnovers to start this second half. 32-19, Lady Jays with the lead. Ravenna's only loss to Kearney Catholic. A night that the Stars could not miss. 72-55. For Loup City, Gock has it, dribbling through pressure. Everybody's reaching. They get it to McDonald, to Rademacher. Morgan comes right back out. Good ball fake. Gets a little seam. Takes the 12-footer too strong. Rebound brought down by McDowell. Looking for somebody to pass it to. Gets it to Shermer. Quickly into the front court and trying to throw it into the paint to Zorb. Stepping in front, Spilnick makes the steal. Another Ravenna turnover. McDonald is going to be fouled by Pekka. There's too much bumping as she tried to take it to the right baseline. Alisa with her first personal foul. That's the first foul of the half. Fast net in for Ravenna. And Rogers in. Gock out for Loup City, Finke out for Ravenna. Loup City ball underneath their own hoop. They'll stack it up on the free throw line. And they'll get it to McDonald, knocked out of her hands by Pekka. Boys game will follow. We'll have that for you at approximately 6:15. Loup City will throw the ball into the right-hand corner. Holding the ball for the Red Raiders is going to be Rogers. And then Bassnett just sneaks in and ties her up. Didn't keep the ball above her head while she was looking for somebody to pass it to. And Loup City will turn it over for the 14th time. 6:14 to go, third quarter. It's still 32-19. That was the score at halftime. Kuchera comes in for Ravenna gives it to Schirmer. Bassnett's in there along with Pekka and Zorb. The lineup that changes almost every time the ball comes dead for Ravenna. They've done it for a long time. They've been very successful because they are deep and have a lot of talent to be able to do that. Schirmer finally decides to take that three after they pass it back and forth three or four times. It's no good. Fight for the loose ball. Rebound once. Zorb can't get it to go. Second time it falls into the hands of Chelsea Spilnick. Zorb really battling in there. I've got her for 9 boards already. And up the floor comes Loop City. McDonald ripped out of her hands by Pekka. Again, came to a stop but kept the ball at her hip. Now here's an open three on the way by Schirmer. In and out, it will not go. Long rebound to McDonald. McDonald heads the other way. Morgan down the right side of the key. Stops, kicks it back out to Rogers. To McDonald. They're really just looking for Morgan almost all the time. Ashley Hall trying to post up. McDonald forces her way in, goes for the reverse layup, and they're going to call a foul. McDonald and Gock have done a pretty good job of just getting through the double teams tonight. Usually that's a turnover every time when you face Ravenna, but not tonight. And Zorb is whistled for her third personal foul. To shoot two, McDonald, but the first one is no good. Morgan hit her first two. Now has missed three in a row. Finke and McDowell back in for Ravenna. And the second free throw is coming up for McDonald. On the way, and it's good. 7 points now for McDonald. Her and Rademacher each with 7, 32-20. That's the first point of the half coming 2:45 in. Over to Bassnett. Swings it over to the left side to Finke. To Bassnett between the circles. Into the left-hand corner. Schirmer. That zone extending right now. They're kind of daring Ravenna to take it into the paint. And again, another three. Finke, it is no good. Offensive rebound. Back up. No good. But Kuchera is fouled. And she's on her way to the line. That looks like it'll be against Ashley Hull. She was the only Red Raider in the area. That'll be her first personal foul. First foul of the half. .449 to go, third quarter. Free throw up and too strong by Kuchera. Looking at the free throws, Ravenna is now 3 of 9 from the line. Second free throw on the way, and one goes. 4 of 10, 5 points now for Sydney Kuchera. Their first point of the half, 33-20 in favor of Ravenna. 4:44 to go here, third quarter of play. Rogers with it on the right wing. Ravenna trying to pick up the defensive intensity. Finke went for the steal, didn't get it. McDonald bounces into Kuchera. She falls down. They just let it go. Pass to Hall. Her shot rattles out. No good. Finke with the rebound. Carissa outlet pass to Bassnett. Missed the short jumper. And Rademacher will get the, or Spilnick. Is it Spilnick or Rademacher? Spilnick got the rebound underneath. Gives it to McDonald. And a carry going to be called on Loop City. Those are the ones that kill the Red Raiders. There's not really the defense on them at the time. And, again, as we've said, they're trying to look where they're going to pass the ball and forget what they're doing with the ball. But they're trying to learn. And Josh Ashey happened to have a lot of patience mixing the seniors and sophomores, and again, with all these injuries, they just don't have a lot of girls, and they have to stay in there. That's another reason you got to play zone. Bassnett looks at the three because they just, you can't tuck them out with all that man-to-man, although they're doing a lot of running here in the 1-3-1. And they've held Ravenna to 33 points midway through the third quarter. Pass to the right-hand corner. Pekka Elisa for three. It is short, no good. Rebound comes out to Spilnick, who boxes out the shooter. That's the 7th board for Chelsea. Now Bassnett on Gock in the backcourt. Gock does a 360, gets by her, dribbles by Zorb. There you go. That's what they haven't been doing. Usually they just stop. Now they kick it out for a three. McCarville, it's going to hit the front of the iron. No good. Rebound run down by Spilnick. Tries to force it into the paint. Ball loose. Jump ball. Arrow. Loop City. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney Ravenna Loop City, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPrep.com. The Ravenna Holiday Tournament. Centura Girls and Overton Boys winners earlier today. 3:28 to go, third quarter. Ravenna Girls leading Loop City 33-20. Loop City underneath their own hoop. Try to get it to Hall. Ravenna just reaches around and pokes it away. Fast break the other way. Schirmer comes to a jump stop, puts it off the glass, missed it. Got her own rebound. And they'll kick it back out to Pekka. Boy, all of a sudden, Ravenna can't make anything. Shermer, right wing, kicks it back out. Pekka, swing it to the left side. Finke had all the room in the world to dribble and shoots the three. It's no good. Long rebound again comes out to Shermer. Skip pass right side, another three. Pekka, finally, they hit one. They'd missed six to start the quarter, and Pekka drills her third three of the game. She's got 15, and it's 36-20. Ravenna up by 16. Loop City could have got back in this game, but they've only scored 1 point in the quarter. And a foul called on Zorb, her fourth. McDonald back in, and for Ravenna, McDowell and Bassnett back in. 2:46 remaining here in quarter number three. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors as we bring you more high school hoops. And the inbounds pass. Loop City has it in the corner to McDonald, guarded by Bassnett. Morgan picks her dribble up, tries to force it into the paint to Spilnick. The ball is knocked away by McDowell, and the steal is made. Coming up with it is Bassnett. Bassnett running the floor, kicks it right side. Shermer, 13-footer is good. Cassie Shermer gets the first two-point bucket of the half for either team, and it's 38-20 Ravenna. And Loop City, you got to wonder if they're tiring a little bit. McDonald into the front court. Thought about the three. Bassnett, a hand on her face, gives it over to Rogers. Liz. Guarded by Shermer, tries to get it into Hull. The ball knocked away. Now Loop City is starting to turn it over on every possession, and Kuchera can't grab that pass. Ravenna gives it right back. Loop City, 7 turnovers in the quarter, 5 for Ravenna, and Ravenna is going to call a timeout. So with 2:06 to go here in the third quarter of play, it's Ravenna 38, Loop City 20 on Classic Hits.
High school sports contests. What a memorable occasion. Let Julie Nitsch capture your memories and teach you how to preserve them with her portrait studio and scrapbooking center. Senior photos, kids, families, weddings, and more. Go to portraitsandpages.com to learn more. Portraits and Pages, 223 South High Street in Carroll, and on Facebook, too. Just search Portraits and Pages. Portraits and Pages, a proud supporter of Satira High School activities. Go Centurions!
You've heard of CHS Agri-Service Center, but have you tried us?
One of the greatest joys this season is the opportunity to say thank you and wish producers and customers the very best this holiday season. The employees at CHS Agri-Service Center send best wishes for peace, joy, and happiness for the holiday season. Sincerely appreciating your business and looking forward to working with you in 2012, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on. Always.
Welcome back to Ravenna High School. Right amongst the Blue Jay faithful here who all look like they've had a Merry Christmas but would much rather have a Happy New Year. It's 38-20. Ravenna with the lead here in the girls' game. The boys' game will follow, and we'll have that for you as well. And then all four games tomorrow here on Classic Hits. 2 minutes to go. As Morgan McDonald brings it across the timeline here in the third quarter, 38-20 Ravenna, as they've scored the last 5 points. McDonald with on the right wing, dribbles into the corner, trying to shake that double team. Now picks the dribble up, Hull calling for the ball. They finally get it to her in the paint and can't get the shot away. Checking in is Lisa Mendick, and her pass is going to be knocked away. So here comes Ravenna again. Up the floor, Shermer. Stops, thought about the three. Now to Pekka, top of the key for three. It's short and goes out of bounds. Ravenna really struggling from beyond the arc. They are 4 of 19, including 1 of 8 here in this quarter. And McDonald's going to walk the ball up the floor here. Uses the pick. McDonald comes all the way to the hoop, lays it off the glass and in. Even with some traffic, and that's what Loop City would like to do. That's their first field goal of the half, but at the other end, it's a fast break, and Pekka missed the layup. Rebound brought down by Hull. And off to the other end come the Loop City Red Raiders. A minute to go in the third quarter. McDonald trying to work off a couple of picks to Hull, who's at the top of the circle. One dribble back over to McDonald. McDonald to the right elbow. Leaves it off there for Rogers. She'll give it to Mendick. Mendick picks the dribble up back to McDonald. McDonald with a nice little shake and bank down the middle of the lane. Jumper no good. Rebound Hull back up and in. Ashley Hull with her second bucket of the ball game. 38-24 Ravenna. 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Fastnet brings it into the paint on the left side. Her pass is going to be stolen away. The steal made by Liz Rogers. And now Pekka trying to get it back. A jump ball called. They do get it back as the arrow points the way of Ravenna. Loop City could have went to the other end and made it a 6-0 run there on that steal, but going too fast, lost the handle. And now 23 seconds remain here in the quarter. And the Blue Jays will try and get to 40 points here before the end of the third quarter. 38-24. Finke with it on the left wing. Back up top to Shermer. Shermer one dribble. Around the perimeter. Finke three in the right corner. Finally got one. Finke with 12 points in the basketball game. 2 seconds, 1 second, and that will be the end of the third quarter of play. It's Ravenna 41, Loop City 24. You're listening to the Ravenna Holiday Tournament right here on Classic Hits.
Misco Sports on the Brinks of the Downtown Kearney Center says congratulations to all the fall sports athletes on another great year and wishes you the best of luck this winter. While you have a few days to shop, don't forget to get into Misco's and take advantage of their great deals. In fact, one great deal. Everything in the store, 15% off the marked price. If it's already 40% off, take another 15% off. 50% off, another 15% off. Great gifts at great prices at Misco Sports on the Brinks, Downtown Kearney.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
We're heading to the fourth quarter of play here. Game 3 of 8 over these 2 days from the Ravenna Holiday Basketball Tournament. And in our girls semifinal, it is Ravenna 41 and Loop City 24. And Loop City will get the ball to start the fourth quarter of play. Moving from left to right in the black unis and the red trim. Hull just hands it in to Gock, guarded by Finke. And Gock trying to get the ball to McDonald, and does. Ravenna just pressure everywhere. And Loop City really hasn't been that bad. They've handled it pretty good. They have shown the youth as the jumper is up by Spilnick. She gets shoved, and she'll go to the line and shoot two. She's 1 of 3 at the line. It's her only point of the ball game. Loop City was outscored 9-5 there in the third quarter of play. Loop City has Morgan McDonald with 9 points. Abby Rademacher with 7. The foul was called on McDowell, her third. The free throw is no good. Loop City is now 5 of 12 at the line. Ravenna's 4 of 10. 15 points from Elisa Pekka. 3 threes leads the way. Carissa Finke has 12. Second free throw by Spilnick is no good. Must have still been eating some of that Christmas taffy there during the timeout, because that one came up short. Must have stuck to her hand. Now Ravenna gets an opportunity here. Get it to Zorb, left side of the key. Double team, jump pass Shermer. Gets it right corner. And backing her way in is Pekka, but lost the handle. Had to track it down, then throws it over the head of Shermer and turns it over. Loop City trying to come in. Gock, and Shermer just arm bars her as she takes it to the hole. And Shermer with her first foul, but it happens before the shot, so Loop City will have to take it out underneath their hoop. If things stay the way they are, Loop City will play Overton tomorrow at 1. Ravenna will play Centura in a battle of rated teams at 4:30. Inbounds, knocked away again. Overton won the boys' game over Centura, 63-53, 28 points, 9 boards for Jacob Olmstead. Dallas LeVar, 19 points, 10 rebounds. Here's McDonald. Up top, she'll get the ball to Rademacher. Tries to leave it off for Gock, but Finke saw it. 20-second turnover to the other end. The layup is up, and it is in. 14 for Carissa Finke, 43-24. A 19-point Ravenna lead. Their largest of the game. McDonald tries to get it to Hall. McDowell steps in front. Another steal made. Outlet pass to Pekka. Deep in the left-hand corner. Hits the trailer, who is Shermer. Swings it opposite side. Weak side they go. Finke doesn't like that, so goes back to Shermer. Against the zone, they're thinking about the three. Finke and Shermer just playing catch. Finally, on the third try, Cassie says, I'm going to cast it up. It is no good. It is out of bounds off of Loop City. Ravenna is now 5 of 21 from three-point land. Loop City's 1 of 3. 6:36 to go in the game, 43-24 in favor of the favored Lady Jays here on their home court. And to throw the basketball in is going to be Peke in the left-hand corner. They'll kick it back out top to Finke. Into the paint they go. Peck has got to do something with it. Loses the handle, and she's in there too long. 3 seconds. The officials right on that one. 15th turnover for Ravenna, which is pretty high considering Loup City doesn't put on pressure. And now Loup City will face the pressure. McDonald against Fasnet brings it across the timeline. Gets the pick. Stops and gives it off to Gock. Gock brings it to the left side of the key. Left-hand dribble. Now loses it, needs some help. McDonald just comes right up there and takes it away from her. And now the ball is tied up yet again. Arrow will point the way of Ravenna. Don't forget, at the end of the ball game, the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll have all the final stats for you here on Classic Hits. And then get to the final game of the day. Ravenna and Loup City Boys. Long three Basnet. Oh, no, there's that fake three. And it goes to Finke. Got me on that one. Assist to Basnet again. When they square up for about a 23-footer, you should know it's the intentionally short three so that they can grab that short pass and lay it in. McDonald to the baseline, just shoving a Basnet as she gets into the paint, then decides to pass it off, throws it at the feet of McCarville. McCarville somehow grabs it out to Gock at a three-second call because McCarville was in the lane fighting for the loose ball. And the 25th turnover now for Loup City. So it's kind of slowed down here. It was 32-19 at the half. Now it's 45-24. Loup City only with 5 points here in the second half of play. Ravenna has it. Finke into the corner to Pekka. Wide open underneath is Kuchera. They get it to her, and she hits the layup. 7 points for Sydney Kuchera. 47-24. As McDonald brings the ball up the floor, gets it to Gock. You can just kind of tell Loup City probably starting to wear down as Gock tries, puts it up with the left hand, and scores. Alexa with her first bucket of the ball game. Hasn't taken that many shots, 47-26. And Finke with it up top as Ravenna wastes no time getting into the front court. Ball back over to Finke, and they're going to call timeout to get some players in. Timeout on the floor here, Ravenna. I'm not even sure they're going to huddle them up with 4:47 to go. A 30-second timeout. We'll take it with them. It's 47-26. Ravenna, we'll be right back.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Ravenna calling the timeout so that they can get some more ladies into the basketball game. We'll set the lineup for you here in just a moment. It is a Blue Jay basketball out of that timeout, leading it 47-26, 4:40 to go. Into the ball game for Ravenna is Amy Johnson. I think she's the only new player that hasn't been in yet. Here's another three. Finke, it's up and it is in. Finke was 7 in the quarter and 19 in the game. 50-26. Loup City with McDonald working on Basnet. Brings it into the front court. Lobs it to Hull at the high post. Ashley gives it back to McDonald. Drives against the double team to Mendick. Mendick in the corner. 14-footer, no good. And Ravenna couldn't control the rebound. Finke grabbed it, and as she started to head up the floor, she forgot the basketball. So Loup City will take it out near their bench. And Mendick to throw it in. Looking, fires it to McDonald. One dribble. Needs some help. Lobs it into Hull. But going up, Kuchera got a fingertip on it. Tipped it to herself, and the steal is made. Up the floor, Basnet to the right wing. Stops, dumps it into the corner to Finke. Guarded there by Chelsea Svilnik. Now it puts it on the floor, puts the runner up. No good. Hull tries to grab the rebound, and let's see who the foul is on. There were three players. Somebody's over the back. And it's going to be on Ravenna. And it's going to be on Carissa Finke, her second. That is the sixth team foul. Only one foul and a half has been called on Loup City. 3:40 to go, 50-26. Ravenna just, they haven't exploded offensively, but they shut Loup City down. Only 7 points in the half. McDonald Can't get the shot away at the free throw line. Lobs it to Hull. She'll turn around and fire up the 10-footer. It's no good. The ball's batted into the hands of Spilnick. Spilnick gets it underneath to McDonald, to Mendick. Mendick has her shot blocked by Amy Johnson. And Kuchera comes up with a loose ball. Long pass, Baznet into the front court. Finke left baseline through the double team. Draws some contact. And a foul will be called. The foul will go against Ashley Hull, her second, and two free throws for Finke. The first one is up, and it is in. Makes it 51-26. 3:13 to go. Boys game will follow. On the way, and Finke gets them both. Finke with 9 of the quarter, 21 of the game, so we've seen a couple of big individual performances today. Olmstead with 28-9, and LeVard with 19-10 points and rebounds, and now Finke with 21 points. And Loop City ball, Hull, free throw line, jumper won't go. Rebound, run out in the corner. Spilnick gets her 10th board of the basketball game to McDonald, runs down the middle of the lane. The runner is no good, but she'll go to the line. We've got a foul. Morgan trying to become the first Red Raider into double digits offensively tonight. She's got 9 points. She'll get two free throws here. The foul was called on Emily Dinas, who's come in. And a rip has come in. Free throw is dancing around and goes for Morgan. She is 4 of 7 now at the line. 52-27. Second free throw up, and it's good. So McDonald hits them both. 11 points, 5 rebounds for the junior McDonald. And Morgan got rolled up on as she comes up the floor. She's limping a little bit. Ravenna has the basketball. With 2:45 to go, 52-28 Jays. They pulled away after being up 13 at halftime. Into the right-hand corner, holding the ball. It's going to be ripped. It's a back up top to Pekka. A mixture of starters and bench players in there right now. And stepping out of bounds is going to be Anna Ripp. She got bumped. They didn't call the foul, but Ripp ended up stepping out of bounds with a little help that time. That'll be the 17th turnover for Ravenna in the basketball game. 2:27 to go. The Misco Sports postgame show coming your way when we're all finished up here at Ravenna. And then we'll get you ready for the fourth and final game for the boys. McDonald trips, goes to the floor, finds a way to grab the ball and get it to McCarville. McCarville guarded out there by Dinas. McDonald gets it into the corner. Loop City saves the basketball. Dribbling around McDonald. Can't. 1, 2, 3 defenders on her. Everybody goes to the ball. 2 minutes to go. Ravenna's going to clear the bench at the next horn. As we said, Coach Thover suited 16 tonight and maybe didn't get off to the quick start as they thought. They get it into McCarville, and she'll be fouled. So Drew, who had a 3-point play in the first quarter, that's her offense. She'll go to the line to shoot a free throw here with 1:53 remaining. Dinas picks up another foul. And after the free throw, a whole host of subs. McCarville's free throw is up and in. Drew with 4 points. And let's see who's coming in for Ravenna. We've got Emily Herbert. We got Haley Lockhorn. You've got Sienna Long. There comes Liz Dinas. And there's one more number I can't see. I think that's Sarah Techmeyer. Free throw is up. McCarville, no good. And that is Techmeyer. The rebound brought down by Liz Dinas. Dinas with the rebound. Across the timeline they go. And Lockhorn will give it to Long. Minute 40 to go. Pass intercepted. The steal made by McDonald. McDonald trying to bring it all the way up, but Long gets it her way. Gives it to McCarville at the free throw line. Back to McDonald on the right wing. Three players for Loop City on the left side. And McDonald brings it back out to midcourt to set things up. Ball knocked away. She got it back. Tough defense there by Lockhorn. And now a travel called on Loop City. Lockhorn forcing the steal, the turnover. And now checking in for Loop City, number 44, Caitlin Hull, and number 54, Taylor Karkowski, is going to check in. And we're going to get a timeout on the floor. 1:16 to go in a basketball game, 52-28 Ravenna. We'll be right back.
so many advantages of shopping at Joe's Market in Loop City. You know the people who work there, and they know you. Not to mention the great service and fresh meats, including homemade Polish sausage. Isn't it just nice to know that all the food you can buy locally is fresh, and the people that help you are the same friendly faces that live on the same street? Their kids go to the same school. That's what you get at Joe's Market in Loop City. Joe's Market is proud to support the area athletes.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, Doug Duda back with you here. I want to say a big thank you to Ravenna Athletic Director Paul Anderson and to all the folks. Day one of this two-day holiday tournament. A few of them getting underway today. The GNAC going on in Lexington. Also the Arapaho and Newman Grove holiday tournaments that have area teams competing. Here we got a minute 10 to go in this girls' game. It's Ravenna 52 and Loop City 28. Ravenna with a bunch of subs. Get it back door. Layup up and in. Liz Dinas will get the score. And that'll make it 54-28. Loop City into the front court. With it on the right side is McCarville. Tries to get it down low. The ball knocked away. And Loop City's able to save it. Mendick slaps it off of a Ravenna player. No, they say it's out of bounds off Loop City. And Ravenna will have it at midcourt. Throwing it in will be Liz Dinas. She'll get it into the hands of Haley Lockhorn. So I think everybody has found their way onto the floor at least at one point here for both teams. Into the corner, Sienna Long. Back out on the wing to Emily Herbert. Throws through the lane into the hands of Liz Dinas. 30 seconds to go. Lockhorn, right side, Herbert. Dumps it inside to Techmeyer. They just can't get a shot away as Loop City stays on him. Over to Long. Down to 15 seconds to go. Ravenna may just run the clock out here without getting a shot away. Now a three is on the way by Haley Lockhorn. It's in and out, no good. That went all the way around and out. Long gets the rebound, gives it off on the left side. Dinas, her shot no good. The ball is loose. 3-2-1, and they will get the jump ball with a second to go. And there is a big scrum there in the middle of the pile. The arrow points the way of Loop City. All they have to do is throw it in, and we will finish things up here in our girls' contest. And the ball comes in, and the game is over. The final score, the Ravenna Blue Jays, 54. And the Loop City Lady Red Raiders, 28. Loop City falls to 2-6. Ravenna goes to 6-1. We'll be back with the Misco Sports postgame show right after this on Classic Hits.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does it best.
Mills Ag Service of Dannenbrog is always geared up and ready to help you in the fields. Whether it's in the heart of the harvest season or during the off-season, make the call to Mills Ag Service. Mel is experienced repairing international and all tractor brands, along with irrigation parts and accessories. The service you need, when you need it. Count on the one name you need to remember. Mills Ag Service of Dannenbrog, a proud Centurion sponsor.
And welcome back to high school basketball. It is time now for the Misco Sports postgame show on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Ravenna, Loop City. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Maybe you got a little Christmas going on this weekend for the extended family and need a gift. Misco's has something that would please anyone on your list, whether it's a sweatshirt, a T-shirt, Husker gear, baseball hat, duffel bag, shoes, balls. They've got them, shorts, everything you want at Misco Sports. Final score here, 54-28. I actually had Loop City with 29 points somehow, but let's look at it. Morgan McDonald led the way with 11 points and 5 rebounds. Chelsea Spilnick, 1 point, 10 rebounds to lead the team. Abby Rademacher, 7 points. They were all in the first half, 2 rebounds. Alexa Gock, 2 points, rebound. Ashley Hall, 4 points, 6 rebounds. Drew McCarville, 4 points and 1 rebound. 15 rebounds in the first half, 10 in the second half of play. Free throw shooting 4 of 9 in the first half, 4 of 8 in the second half. 3-point shooting 1 of 2 in the first half, 0 of 1 in the second half. Turnovers 12 of the first half, 16 in the second half as Ravenna War Loup City down. The Red Raiders 19 points in the first half, just 9 or 10 in the second half of play, according to my book. However you want to look at it, 28 or 29 points here for Loup City, 25 rebounds, 8 out of 17 at the free throw line, 1 of 3 from three-point land, 28 turnovers. Loup City falls to 2-6. They'll play tomorrow afternoon here on Classic Hits in the consolation game against Overton at 1 o'clock. And then once they get done with the holiday tournament, they will host Palmer on January the 3rd. Adams Central, Shelton, a three-game homestand for Loup City. We'll look at Ravenna's numbers right after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek Fuel Trailer Dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Kirshner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers or call Kirshner's at 800-652-1938.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Let's take a look now at the final numbers that we had for the Ravenna Lady Jays. Cassie Shermer, 2 points, 4 rebounds. Kaylin Bassnett and Sienna Long each had 1 rebound in the game. Elisa Pekka had 15 points. Maggie Mateka just 2 points, 1 block shot. Gracie McDowell, 1.7 rebounds. Sydney Kuchera, 7 points, 5 rebounds. Liz Dinas hit a bucket, 2 points. She also had 1 rebound. In the basketball game, J.C. Zorb, 4 points, 8 team-high rebounds, 8 rebounds for Zorb. Amy Johnson had a block, and Carissa Finke led all scorers with 21 points and 3 rebounds. 21 rebounds in the first half, 9 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 3 of 8 in the first half, 3 of 4 in the second half. 3-point shooting for the Jays, 3 of 11 in the first half, 3 of 12 in the second half. Turnovers, 7 in the first half and 11 in the second half. Ravenna had 32 points at halftime, 22 points in the second half, and the Jays finished with 54 points, 30 rebounds, 6 out of 12 at the free throw line, 6 of 23 from three-point land, 2 blocks, and 18 turnovers as Ravenna improves to 6-1 with a 54-28 win over Loup City. Ravenna will play Centura in a battle of state-rated teams tomorrow at 4:30 here on Classic Hits 98.9. Up next, 20 minutes away from the tip of the Ravenna and Loup City boys, you've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show, where right now at Misco's, take 15% more off the mark price of every item in stock. Maybe it's already 50% off. Take 15 more off. That's what they do for you at the holidays at Misco Sports. For our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. We're going to take a short break here. And don't forget, on ESPN 1460 and 1550 tonight, it is the Holiday Bowl, Texas and California. That's coming up at 7 o'clock right now with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Air Force and Toledo are tied at 35 in the Military Bowl. This is Doug Duda saying again, the final score, 54-28 Ravenna in the girls' game. We'll talk to you again in about 15 minutes.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports Presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.